Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads. For any dumbass that needs to be taken down, congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest stick of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit munching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Cross Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Yeah, what's up? This is the Rock and Metal Show on the Cross Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Today we're going to be melting your fucking face off with some kick-ass metal. Today we're at 5:30. We're going to have Anthony from Knives Everywhere calling in. Well, I'm going to be calling him, having an interview. Hopefully we'll get the whole band on. So we're going to have some unsigned bands on. All these bands are unsigned that you really need to be listening to. We got Sticks and Stick Simmons up in here. This is the Rock and Metal Show. We got on the Cross Shot Radio Show, unsigned artist. Again, at 5:30, we're gonna be checking in with Knives Everywhere, fresh from their kick-ass concert last night at Fat Baby in New York City. There's actually a music marathon happening today. CMJ Music Marathon in New York City, where a whole bunch of bands at a whole bunch of venues just play music and have a film festival there. So, yeah, check this out. But we're going to be kicking off the show with one of my personal favorites. This group is called PUI, P-U-I. I forgot what it stands for, what it means, PUI. But this is called Army of Slaves. Live on the Cross Shot Radio Show. Enjoy.
They must.
That was Pre with their song Army of Slaves. Check them out, myspace.com/PUI Music. One word, PUI Music. You can actually download their EP. It's out now on iTunes. Just check them out. That's PUI. Just search for them. Download their shit. They're fantastic. They got some upcoming shows, which if I can find it, why don't I make it so difficult? Oh, okay. Show schedule. Going to be November 16th. They're going to be at Stony Brook, SUNY Stony Brook. That's the college. At Stony Brook, New York at 11794. And pretty much just check that out there on Reverb Nation. They're also on Reverb Nation, so search for them. And December 5th, they're going to be at the Bowery in New York City. In New York, they're going to be New York City's premier modern rock showcase. So they're going to be there. Definitely catch them. They're a fantastic band. Yeah, definitely. In fact, we're going to play another one of their songs. This song is called For the Gods.
I want you lying there, body, body, where? Down we go. feeling warm and she hides. I want you lying there, riding bloody red, falling in your head. We love to wait for the dark, we love to kill for the dark, we love to die for the red. We love to wait for the dark, we love to kill for the dark, we love to die for the red. We love to kill for the time. 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 We love to kill for the time.
Let it not go to dust, but yes, you're right. Sun will not stop the fight. A picture of inherited exile. The second mother filial team. Allowing darkness in the Khalid. The quality of the reference to me. The people have the people in my soul. A legacy I did go.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That was Wet Coma with their song No End in Sight. Check them out. They're, oh shit, where did I put them? Eek! I hate when I do this. I forgot to fucking, oh shit. So yeah, Wet Coma. They're, yeah. Hopefully I can find them real quick. I know they're on MySpace. There we go. Wet Coma Rocks. MySpace.com/Wet Coma Rocks. They got they're from Brooklyn, New York, and they got some upcoming shows. November 1st, they're going to be playing the New York City Marathon in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, at 8 p.m. No, that's a little bit 8 a.m. probably. And then at November 18th, they're going to be in at the Space in Hamden, Connecticut. And then November 21st at 11:45 p.m. at Iridium Jazz Club, New York, New York. And November 27th at 8 p.m., they're going to be at Public Assembly in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And then at December 19th at 8 p.m., they're going to be at the Bitter End in New York, New York. In fact, we're going to play another one of their songs. This is Make It to Midnight.
Baby, baby, it's all in my head. Only you, it's alright. I keep kissing, sipping heavenly water. But not quite. I'm all alone, trying to guide it by my head. It's all about the bottom, thank God it's white. But like the demons of a god that is night. Like I don't think so, can we catch the same night? I'm
That was Wet Coma with their song Make It to Midnight. That's a really short ass song. But we gotta keep it going. Again, that's myspace.com/wetcomarocks. Next group, one of my personal favorites. A bunch of Latinos. Favorite bands, favorite unsigned band that I have here. One of my personal favorites. This is Section 8 Cartel. They're from Queens, and this is their song, Schizoid. Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid. Check them out at myspace.com/section8cartel. They're a four-piece band based in New York City. They're Queens, New York band. Fucking fantastic. You can actually catch their stuff. You can actually buy all their tracks, actually, for 99 cents on their page right there, powered by Snowcap. You can definitely, For $8.91, you could buy all their whole catalog. You could pretty much, You could pretty much, why am I keep saying pretty much? What's wrong with May? So, yeah, that's Section 8 Cartel. I was supposed to get in contact with Tony from Knives Everywhere, but it looks like he's running late. So, it's been pushed to 5:45. We're just gonna keep playing some more music. We got Reborn with this song, Forever Known, by Reborn.
Without words, he sells the world.
Reborn with their song Forever Known. Oh, shit. I almost forgot. Yeah, man. They're from Castle Bar, Mayo. Someone, we got, Ivan might know where that's at. Castle Bar, Mayo. They are, their band is called Reborn. They're going to be, so there you go. I got something for you. They've been on this show for many moons. They have an upcoming show at November 28, 2009 on Christian Land in Cork. That's a gig with Shadow March and Cypher. That's on the 28th. That's November 28, 2009, 8 p.m. at Ann Christian Land Cork 321. It's cost is three something, whatever currency that they use over there. And July 1st, 2010 at 8 p.m. they're gonna be supporting Glider, the Phoenix, Kildare, the Phoenix Kildare, and Kildare 321. They don't know how much it costs, but yeah, it's gonna be in Ireland. So there you go. Got something for you, Ivan. So we got we're gonna take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking issues in the balls. We're gonna be right back after these quick messages. This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
You and Dick Cheney covered?
You know, I actually know about it.
Bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City. You'll find a dozen tin pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility.
The 9/11 cover-up, the Obama fraud, population control, and more. To find out about the New World Order and how you can stop it, visit Louis B. and Enemy Combatant at CrotchShotRadio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outfit, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on American Freedom Radio.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
.com, the truth has just gotten hotter.
Funny, super, I'm happy.
Yeah, hi. Look, I'm tired of you goddamn spigs making that loud fucking noise over there. You want me to go over there and start slapping you bitches?
Fuck you.
Fuck you hard, motherfucker.
Big broken enemy, we know. Take a last look around at your own life. I've been indestructible. Master of war!
What's up? Welcome back to the Crack Shop Radio Show. Today is the unsigned music, unsigned rock party. We're playing nothing but metal. Nothing but metal. We actually got this new band coming up, but they're called Knives Everywhere. We actually just played Reborn. They're from Ireland. In fact, I'm going to play this next song from Reborn. This is See the End.
My only life.
That was Reborn with their song See the End Mix. We're going to be premiering the Knives Everywhere single, Funerary Regalia, right now on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Funerary Regalia. Actually, we're going to try to finally get Tony from Knives Everywhere on the show. It's 5:45, so hopefully they'll pick up, if you know what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Hopefully they could take our call, because so far they were running late when I got the text message. So, yes, here we go. We're going to be calling Tony. That's just it.
Oh,
Hello.
Tony.
What's good, Louie?
What's up? How you doing, my friend?
I am doing good. I'm doing good. I'm over here at in the CMJ Artist Lounge drinking vodka and something else, like some Izzy, some Red Bull. I don't know what the hell it is, so it's good. Hello?
Yeah, so you're pretty much preparing for your next show.
Yeah, pretty much, by boozing it up over here at the Artist Lounge. Yeah. But, the next show is actually going to be... It's going to be on November 4th. We're playing at Public Assembly with Demolition and Burning Tusk. That's like the next show. So right now it's kind of like taking it easy. I'm just over here with...
Am I getting some laminates? Am I going to get some fucking laminates?
If you want some laminates, I'll...
I want some goddamn laminates.
I'll send you a fucking laminate. Don't you worry, my friend. Hey, did you have a good time last night?
Oh, dude, it was a fantastic fucking show you guys got going there. I was up front, getting the full experience. Just, you saw me. I was up there.
I saw you.
I was trying to get everybody up, trying to get a mosh pit started, but I was unsuccessful.
I think we had more people there than the other bands. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but like Chuck Mosley was the first guy to play, and he was like the original singer of Faith No More. And like we had more people than him, so like we did all right. I think we did all right.
Yeah. No. It's you guys do got the sound. You guys do got it going on. So let's start with the questions. Let's start with the gay-ass questions.
Oh, man.
How big is your dick? No, I'm just kidding. But the questions are gayer.
No. It can't get gayer than that. What are you talking about?
How did you guys think of the name Knives Everywhere?
Wow. It's actually one of those questions where everybody has a different answer. Like, everybody thinks that they came up with the band name. Like, one guy said that... He was thinking of what it would look like to have like knives raining down from like the sky, like flying all over the place. Because originally we were gonna name the band something else. It was gonna be something like Machete Confetti, but it was like too colorful or too happy, and we're like, what about Knives Everywhere? So that's one story. Somebody else said that they wanted to do something that's kind of like stage direction. Like if you ever read like a play, it'll be like. Louis and Tony enter the room, and then parentheses, it'll say Knives Everywhere. Somebody says something like that. Everyone's got, like, their own take on it. Nobody even remembers anymore how it came up.
All right. So when did you guys form?
We formed last May. It was last year. And our first show was at Don Hills. It was, like, I think May 8th or something like that, 2008. We had a different drummer back then, and he didn't work out, and then we got our drummer Ben. He came in, he just kind of killed it, and then he's been with us ever since.
Cool. So how did you guys meet?
Like Russ, our guitarist, he and I were in another band before this one. It was called Free Under Constant Threat. And, we were, like, doing, like, our thing, and then our drummer and bassist decided to opt out of the band. So, like, it's a complete parting ways. Like, we were, like, already, like, pretty tight, and we were like, hey, listen, why don't we just, like, you know, write heavier music and find, you know, some other guys that are into what we're trying to do. So we basically, like, auditioned people for about a year before we found Jesse and Ben. And Jesse was dating... a friend of mine, like back then, this girl Julie, she was in a band called The Besties. They're pretty good. It's a girl, pop band. He was dating her. She was like, "Hey, my boyfriend plays bass." He came along, and then Ben came like much later after our first drummer.
Yeah, that's cool.
A long, convoluted story is what it is. But that's how the band's formed, and doing pretty good.
Yes.
We just found out that we're going to be doing South by Southwest also. So
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. We're going to be playing South by Southwest in March. We're also playing a show with, I think, the ex guitars of Red Court over at Charleston. And we may go to South America in either March or April to play some big rock festival down there. So
nice.
It's looking good, yeah.
Very good, yes. Nah, oh. South by Southwest, that's it. That's a pretty fucking big venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, where are my laminates?
Well, your laminates, they're on the way. I already mailed them shit out, so don't worry about it. They're on their way.
The fucking lam. All right, good. Because, you know, I'm all about getting me the laminates.
Look at you, a laminate that says Louis B.
Damn Skippy.
It's going to be arriving damn near soon.
Oh, man. What are your
Wait, I'm sorry, what was that?
What are your influences?
What am I into?
Influences. Yes.
Oh, I don't know, I guess things like Slayer, Sepultura, some of the newer bands that I was kind of into for a while were like Blood Brothers. I was into, Blood Brothers here is actually a pretty good band that's like out right now. Like, I kind of dig them right now also,
Linkin Park,
No, Linkin Park, none of that Transformer bullshit, I don't know.
A Perfect Circle.
A Perfect Circle, I did like a couple of their tunes, they're all right. But I mean, like,
I don't know. You kind of remind me of Dashboard Confessional a little bit.
No, you don't. For anybody who's listening to this, that's a bold-faced lie. It's not so much Dashboard.
I kid. I don't know. Weren't you singing Vindicated?
No, I mean, it's pretty big. It's all thrash, man. Like, it's a lot of thrash, a lot of black metal. Like, I'm really big into, like, Behemoth. Like, I really like Behemoth.
Hey, it's African-American metal. Watch your mouth.
African-American metal?
Watch your mouth.
All right, fine. We're going to call it African-American metal from now on.
Yeah.
It's so PC.
Yes. We like to keep it PC. We hate having to offend the niggas, you know? The niggas get offended really easily.
Man. See, like, this is why I love internet radio. It's pretty much just with anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, well, pretty soon we're going to be doing step-by-step, a step-by-step guide to losing your virginity, so.
What? Wait, exclusively on your show? Is this something, like, all you're doing?
Exclusively on the show, we're going to be doing a step-by-step guide on how to lose your virginity.
Oh, man. What do you got so far?
First you got to pick out the right roofie pill. I'm kidding.
Hey, I also got our bassist over here. He wanted to say a couple of things on the air. Like, is that cool?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'm going to put on Mr. Jesse Adelson right now, so just give me one.
All right, amazing.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
Yeah, Anthony told me you wanted some free phone sex.
Yeah, I love phone sex. What do you guys want to talk about? You guys want to talk about, like, humping or doing it? Like, keep on talking. Your voice sounds nice. I like your sweater.
I don't need any drinks, John. I'll just put you over my knee. I'll punish you. I'll put you in a tub. Put some water wings on you and just spank your little tushy and just punish you.
That's what I love. It better be cold water though, because I want my nipples to be rock hard.
Oh yeah.
Cool. Totally into this. I'm having the best time ever. Well, actually, I guess the best time I've ever had on the phone.
Yes. As you should. So what's up? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts? I'm having a fucking good time. Man, CMJ has been awesome. We played a show last night. It was killer. It was like a last-minute thing. We just got added on, like, spur of the moment. It was great. We drew a good crowd. We totally killed it. I went to work today. I'm a middle school music teacher, so I dealt with screaming kids all day today after, like, 2 hours of sleep. but it was still awesome. It was totally worth it. And now I'm off for the weekend, and I'm having a good time.
Wait a minute. You're a teacher?
Yeah, I'm a middle school music teacher.
So some chicks, man, those middle school chicks are kind of hot, right?
When you put them in the shower and you just put your hair back and they look like 5-year-old boys, they become like 6 times hotter. So
nice.
That's kind of what I'm into, but I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's just between you and the rest of the internet. Don't worry.
Awesome, totally awesome. Okay, internet people. Yeah. Middle school kids are totally hot, totally rad, and totally out of their goddamn minds. I teach in like an awesomely ghetto part of Brooklyn, and my kids are more grown up than us, I guess, being late 20-year-olds like here.
Right.
So yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, nice.
But what's up with you, man? How you doing?
Hey, you know, I'm doing good. You know, I'm posting the show, getting ready to go to another concert tonight.
Okay. Who are you going to go see?
A friend of mine, she's doing the show in Avenue C. So, I'm going to the Lower East Side. It's going to be off the chain. So.
Oh, New York City. I've heard of that place before. I heard that.
Yeah, he is the shiznit, my friend.
Okay.
There's always something going on. In fact, yesterday I heard this band called Knives Everywhere yesterday. They sound a lot like Dashboard Confessional, but they were better.
We sound like a cross between let me see, Shania Twain and Seth Orton and a little bit of Elvis DeFoe mixed with Bobby Brown. Actually, let's talk about Bobby Brown, because I believe Bobby Brown is playing the TMZ Festival, and I'm happy to share something to deal with Bobby Brown.
Okay, so what, are you guys having a line race?
Yeah, we're having a pretty goddamn good time. I'm sitting next to my singer. He smells like soda mixed with cigarettes.
Nice. You know, he does have that sweet smell. That's why I was up close in front in front of the stage. He kept freaking driving his crotch into my nose, and I was like, oh, that's just lovely. With his girlfriend standing right next to me.
Yeah, they're actually, Axe, like body spray. I just want to give a big shout-out to Axe body spray. They're actually releasing a line called Anthony Long. And, again, it smells like cigarettes and, like, apple soda, Manzana.
Yes. I heard Anthony's going to be on Barney and Friends.
He is, actually. He's a tail.
He's a tail. Oh, okay. It's just silliness.
So, yeah, we had an awesome time last night. I think it sounded good. I think everybody else thought it sounded good. And we sold, like, 6 CDs, which is awesome.
So there you go.
That's, like second most, which, like, the other time we sold, like, 7 CDs. We're totally killing it. We just got rucked down. We got some massages. Tony's about to get in the chair right now, and life is good, right? What can I say? Life is good.
Wait, is his chain there?
No, we're at the artist like showcase lounge where they're giving out free drinks.
Oh, so
they're giving out
massages.
It's very wild, baby. There's free haircuts, free cappuccino.
Oh, so do they got like groupies there just in case you need to get rubbed out?
Yeah. There's everything. Right now I'm staring at a leopard jacket. I see the tip of somebody's butt crack, which I wish I had a penny to throw into.
Oh.
I see a checkered chair and a lot of orange wristbands and bracelets.
Yes. Like I told Anthony, where the fuck is my laminates for the next show? I want some fucking laminates.
dude, we want to give you a laminate. You know how striked I am about having, like, a badge? It means, like, I have something to put in a scrapbook. I've been really into scrapbooking lately. I keep on going to Michael's Craft, Arts and Crafts store, and I always craft books, scrap. Yeah, let me stop right there. I don't know what I'm talking about. We're gonna get you a badge next time, a laminate.
Laminates. I need some fucking laminates.
Dude, I got a big laminating machine in my school. I can laminate anything you want. As long as it's thin. It's gotta be thin.
It's gotta be thin. All right. All right, because I was about to say, you know, let me.
I was about to say that, but I want to go with that.
You know, girls think they lost their virginity until they meet me.
It's like a light tower.
Yeah, it's like a bat. It's a meat bat.
Oh. Was that a meat rack?
Was it a meat rack? Bat.
Oh. Okay. It's getting a little loud here. It's getting a little crazy. People are starting to lose their minds. Everybody's starting to drink, massages. People are getting rube. Not Rob, but Rube.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
What's up, man?
Can you do me a quick favor?
Yeah, what's up?
Can you scream, listen to Crack Shock Radio?
Like that?
A little slower and a little louder.
Like that?
Yes.
Everybody in the room is looking at me like I have a phone in my hand. It's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. This is kind of awkward. This is like that moment, like, after sex where, like, we don't really know each other, but, like, we, like, went home together and, like, we're like, okay, so that happens.
See, you know, there's a remedy for that. You know, because what I do is I usually give them the pill and I wait. I don't wait for them to wake up. I just drop them off in front of their house, ring the bell, and run. And there's no awkwardness.
Oh, okay. I got to write that down in my little black book. Hold on.
Exactly.
Just roofie, ring, and run. The 3 R's.
There you go. See,
I'm a quick learner.
Yes. In fact, write that down for your students, you know, because you don't want them acting stupid.
Well, it's not reading, respect, and religion. It's roofie, ring, and run. We all know that. Obviously, you know, sometimes there's a little mental lapse, and you forget these things.
Exactly. So, yo, I gotta get to commercial and play your song, A Horror Story, because I just finished playing Funerary Regalia.
Oh, awesome! I've heard of those songs before.
Yes, you should. In fact,
cool.
Again, they kind of remind me of a song that I heard on Sesame Street.
Oh, like the ABC song or the 1-2-3 song? Which one are you referring to?
Like the Count Dracula 1-2-3 song. A comedian once said that he looks like he's a pimp.
He's the most pimpest pimp around.
Yes, he is.
Pimp.
So before I let you go, want to promote anything, plug anything?
Yeah, we just want to thank everybody who supports us, all our friends and family and everything, and we love just playing and just want to have a good time. Knives Everywhere for Life, and everything is all good, so please keep listening.
All right,
man, be good. Thanks a lot.
Hey, man.
Peace.
That was Tony and oh god, I forgot his name. Holy shit. Got the other guy's name. Oh my bad. Alright. That was Knives Everywhere. We're gonna be right back after these messages. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're gonna take a quick break. This is a quick break, so yeah. This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union made apparel.
Just check them out. Go to the ClutchOutRadioShow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Clutch Out Radio Show sent you. When you visit the Clutch Out Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. This is war! What's up? This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We're going to be right back. We're having some fun time right now. We're going to be ending the show a little bit earlier today because, I got to get to a concert with my good friend, Jin Christo. But before I go, this is a horror story by Knives Everywhere. Yeah.
That was Knives Everywhere with their song, A Horror Story, on a Crackshot Radio Show. Oh, man. So, wow, we just had the Knives Everywhere on here. We had a lot of kick-ass music. Oof. Like to thank everyone. I'm gonna have to end the show early because I do have other places I need to get to in time. So, like to thank you, thank everybody for listening in. Oh, somebody just left the lines in the chat room. Like to thank Tambourine, USMC, Jason Spurlock, Stick Sidmans, everyone listening on the streams, Ivan. And also Knives Everywhere. Knives Everywhere. So enjoy the weekend, everybody. And as always, fuck the New World Order. And if you don't believe me, fuck you too. Damn it. I should have been ready for the... Yeah. Sad. Oh, my God.